This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I begin in the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I would like to welcome all of you to our interfaith iftar, which is jointly sponsored by the ISWM, the Islamic Society of Western Massachusetts, and the Interfaith Council of Greater Springfield. To share our reflections on the spiritual and physical blessings of fasting. My brothers and sisters, I would like to remind you and myself that Islam preaches a universalist, inclusive, compassionate doctrine. It preaches universal brotherhood and sisterhood of all human beings and a symbiotic, nurturing relationship with all creation. Allah the glorious and magnificent Jalla Jalaluhu is Rabbul Alameen, not Rabbul Muslimin. He is the creator, sustainer, maintainer, nourisher of the worlds, not only of the Muslims. And to him we will all return. Our Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, peace and blessings of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala be on him, is Rahmatan Lil Alameen. He is mercy for all the worlds, all of creation. The Quran is the book of guidance for all of mankind. Hudalil Nas, not only Hudalil Muslimin, not only guidance for Muslims, but for guidance for all of humankind. Islam is based on the fundamental principle of the relationship between our Creator and us, between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ourselves, between God Almighty and humankind. Indeed, between the Creator and all His creation, human and otherwise. Ramadan comes to reiterate that relationship and to help us to renew it. The basis of that relationship is obedience, which builds faith. And that is why in the ayat which you heard just now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, He said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, kutiba alaykum as-siyamu kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun, which means, O you who believe, fasting has been prescribed for you as it was prescribed for those before you, so that you may become people who are muttaqun, a person of taqwa, a person with that consciousness and feeling and soul overwhelming and overriding concern to please his Creator in everything that he or she thinks or speaks or does. Nothing supersedes that particular need to develop this feeling in our hearts. Fasting was prescribed for people before us and also for us. The ayah after that, in the same surah, Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِ عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَانَ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ, which means, and when my slaves ask you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, concerning me, then indeed I am near them. I respond to the invocations of the supplicant, I respond to the dua of the person asking me, when he or she calls on me alone, without any partners. So let them obey me and believe in me, so that they may be guided rightly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed the fasting person and said that when the fasting person simply asks about him, he, the glorious and magnificent, is near the fasting person. This reiterates the fundamental relationship that I mentioned between our Creator and us. A relationship that is direct. A relationship that is two-way. A relationship that is independent of time and place. A relationship that is available to everyone, irrespective of race or nationality or wealth or learning or anything else. We are all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creatures, and He is there for every one of us. However, like all promises in the Quran, we must do something to invoke that promise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, let them obey me and let them have faith in me. Now, it may seem a bit strange to you to put obedience before faith, because normally you would expect it to be the other way around. However, this truth became clear to me when I was standing on the top of the battlements of a fort in central India more than 30 years ago. Behind me was a sheer drop all the way down to the rocks, maybe 400 or 500 feet below. I was teaching a leadership course, and this was one of the experiential challenges that my students and I had to do, rappelling. As I looked down at the drop, lightheaded, even dizzy, I seriously questioned my own sanity. What was I doing here? How did I get myself into this predicament? But I had to pay attention to the instructor who was explaining the equipment and technique. I would have given an arm and a leg to be able to walk away from there with my honor intact. But I was the team leader and the course facilitator, and so I had to be the first one to take that fateful step, to put my head into the lion's mouth, as it were. When all was said and done, I stepped backward off the battlements into space. I dropped about maybe 30 feet and realized that I had left my stomach back up on the battlements, and then the rope held with a jerk. I was swinging like a pendulum and safe. Then my stomach returned to its place and I was thrilled. So thrilled that I can still feel that thrill today when I think of that, and as I speak to you now, as I said, perhaps more than 30 years after that experience. I felt totally safe. I trusted the rope, the instructor, and the experience. I had faith. But what did I need to do to get there? I had to obey. Obey unseen, unknown. But obey because I knew that the instructor had the experience, that the instructor was interested in my welfare and safety even more than I was perhaps, and because I knew that I had to do this for my honor, because of who I was, the teacher, the leader, who others would follow. Only when we obey, not always because we understand the logic of the instruction, but because we know that the instructor knows best, can we feel the joy, the safety, and the comfort, and the exhilaration of faith. That is the lesson that Ramadan comes to teach us. We fast from dawn to dusk, not from harmful things, but from things which are normal, healthy, permitted, and good. We fast for one reason only, because Allah said so, because Allah prescribed it for us, as He had prescribed it for those before us, so that we may correct that lethal and terminal deficiency in our souls, a weak connection with our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We fast to help ourselves to understand that obedience is the core of all goodness, and that if we obey Allah and stay away from what He permitted and what is beneficial simply because He ordered us to do so, then how much more important it is to stay away from what He prohibited throughout our lives. That is the core message of Ramadan. Obedience comes before success. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept your coming and to accept the worship of all those who are fasting and worshipping in Ramadan. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless all of you and your families, and to keep you safe in this time of trial, and to see you safely through this trial to a time when we will once again be able to meet, not virtually like this, but actually physically in person, and share some bread together. And of course, a little bit more than the bread. Thank you very much once again for coming and for being with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.